This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gopak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting with members of the PM Economic Advisory Council, EAC. The Prime Minister and the EAC discussed various ideas and measures to further boost India's economic growth in times of global turmoil. Various reforms to improve ease of living and ease of doing business were also discussed. The members also gave their assessment of the impact of the West Asia conflict on India and the world. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India continues to stand out as the world's fastest growing major economy at a time when many countries are facing economic uncertainty. Referring to the registered GDP growth rate of 7.7% in the financial year 2025-26, Singh said that the achievement underscores resilience and underlying strength of the Indian economy built over the last 12 years. In a social media post, Singh said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has combined economic growth with stability, confidence, sustainability and credibility. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik has called for heightened vigilance and operational preparedness along the international border during a meeting with Assam Rifles Director General Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera in Shillong on June 4. Highlighting evolving security challenges, the governor stressed the need for constant alertness among troops and urged expediting border fencing works, describing them as vital for national security and effective border management. Parnaik lauded the Assam Rifles for safeguarding the Indo-Myanmar border and maintaining peace in frontier areas. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu, along with Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Min and other leaders, today participated in the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam plantation drive at Government Secondary School Chimpu, organized by BJP Arunachal Pradesh, expressing gratitude to local residents, BJP workers, students, teachers, and volunteers. Khandu emphasized that tree plantation should become a lifetime mission rather than a once-a-year activity. He said every tree planted today would contribute to cleaner air, a healthier environment, and a better future for coming generations. Khandu noted that the campaign held as the nation marks 12 years of leadership under Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights the importance of balancing development with environmental responsibility. Arunachal Pradesh's Department of Horticulture has signed an MOU with the CSIR Institute of Himalayan Bioresource Technology, CSIR, IHBT, Palampur, Himachal Pradesh, to strengthen scientific collaboration, technology transfer, and sustainable horticultural development. The agreement was signed by Director of Horticulture Tobam Bam and CSIR IHBT Director Dr. Sudesh Kumar Yadav in the presence of Horticulture Minister Gabriel Diwangsu and Secretary Kojarinya. The collaboration will focus on floriculture, high-value crops, medicinal plants, research, capacity building, value addition, and market-oriented horticultural development, with both sides committing to build a sustainable and innovative horticulture ecosystem in Arunachal Pradesh. Union Minister of Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat today said that India's solar capacity has grown from 2.8 gigawatt to 155 gigawatt in the last 12 years. In a social media post, Shekhawat said that over 4 million homes are illuminated by solar energy, and the doubling of solar capacity in the agricultural sector is proof of progress alongside environmental conservation. He emphasized that with the resolve to make every roof solar-powered, every home an energy hub, and every field a center of energy, India is rapidly moving towards the goal of 500 gigawatt renewable energy capacity. Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI Western Region, has directed all food business operators to immediately discontinue the use of newspapers for packing or serving food items, citing serious health risks. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.